Hey guys, welcome to the Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Hey, lately I've been thinking a lot about heaven. About 30 days ago, my wife's grandfather passed away. He was 89 years old. He was an incredible, incredible man of God. And I guess anytime somebody passes away, you just think about heaven. Today I read a devotional that I thought, man, was a great reminder about heaven, because honestly, a lot of people have misconceptions about what it's going to be like. You're not going to be an angel. You're not going to have wings. You're not going to be flying around like some chubby little cherub that's wearing some white robe or floating on clouds. We need to think about heaven. See, the Bible says in Colossians 3:1, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. He says we need to set our sights on the reality of heaven. So what do we know about heaven? If we're not just going to be floating around doing our own thing, what do we know? Well, the first thing that we know is heaven is where God lives and where he rules. See, the Bible calls heaven the dwelling place of God, the house of God, the city of God. It is where God lives. Jesus also called heaven the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, at least 31 times in Scripture. And so no matter how amazing heaven is, the first thing that's true about it is the thing that makes it so different is that's where God is. The second thing we need to know about heaven is it's a real place. It's not just a state of mind. It's not a state of being. It is a place where we are going to be. In fact, the Bible says that heaven will have streets, it'll have trees, it'll have water, it'll have homes. In fact, there are scriptures that allude to the fact that animals are there. So that's the age-old question, do all dogs go to heaven? Well, it refers to animals being in heaven. We'll have physical bodies that have been renewed. In fact, Matthew 6:20 says we're storing up treasures in heaven. You can't store up treasures in a place that isn't real. So one is where God lives. Two, it is a real place. And the third truth is heaven is designed for you and me. See, God didn't design heaven for himself. He designed it for us. When God started thinking about earth, he started thinking about heaven. The Bible says that God made the entire universe because he wanted a family to spend eternity with. Heaven is the place that he's designed for his family. See, we weren't meant to live on earth. You and I were meant for heaven. When it comes to heaven, we need to remember what 1 Corinthians 2:9 says. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. Well, as we close today, I want to close with something that was so powerful. I mentioned that Laura's grandfather passed away. Well, he was a farmer, he was an auctioneer, but also, just as a normal guy, he would preach in churches. In fact, as a lay person, he pastored a couple of churches bivocationally. Well, about 10 years ago, there was a video made of him preaching about heaven. And it was powerful at his funeral to hear him and to see him and to say in his own words this powerful story about our home. And so I'm going to close with the same story that we closed his funeral with, this reminder of home. The story goes that there was an old missionary couple that had been working in Africa for a lot of years. And they were returning to New York City to retire. They didn't have a pension. Their health was broken. They were defeated, discouraged. Honestly, they were afraid. And they discovered that when they booked their passage home on a ship, they were going to be on the same ship as President Teddy Roosevelt. And he was returning from one of his famous big game hunting expeditions. What's interesting is no one paid attention to the missionary couple. They watched the fanfare that accompanied the president's entourage when passengers were trying to just get a glimpse of this great man. And as the ship moved across the ocean, this old missionary looked over to his wife and said, "Something's wrong with this. Why should we have given our whole lives in faithful service for God in Africa all these years and have no one care a thing about us?" Here this man comes back from a hunting trip and everybody wants to make much over him, but nobody gives a care about us. And so his wife replied and said, "Dear, you shouldn't feel this way." And he said back to her, "I can't help it. It just doesn't seem right." When the ship docked in New York, a band was there waiting to greet the president. I mean, the mayor showed up, all these dignitaries were there, the papers were full of the president's arrival, but no one, again, no one noticed the missionary couple. They slipped off the ship. They found some cheap flat on the east side. They were hoping the next day to see what they could do to make a living in the city. And that night, the man's spirit broke. He said to his wife, "I can't take this. God is not treating us fairly." And his wife replied, "Why don't you go into the bedroom and tell that to the Lord?" A short time later, he came out of the bedroom, but now his face was completely different. So his wife asked him, "What happened?" And so this old missionary guy that had been bitter said, "The Lord settled it with me. I told him how bitter I was that the president would get all of this accolade, this tremendous homecoming, when no one met us when we returned home. And when I finished, it seemed as though the Lord put his hand on my shoulder and he simply said, 'But you're not home yet. You're not home.'" And so today, as we walk into Easter weekend, I want to remind you that this earth is not our home. And as I've heard Pastor Chuck say dozens of times over the years, if there's anything that we want to make sure happens this week, is that nobody misses heaven. And so today, would you invite somebody to join you this Easter Sunday? Would you tune in tonight for the online Lord's Supper service? Would you be part of tomorrow night's Good Friday service? These are going to be awesome opportunities to hear the good news of Jesus, because it's only through Jesus that we know God personally and we realize that heaven is our true home. Have a great day. I hope we see you soon. Be sure to check out sugarhilleaster.com to learn more about all that's happening this weekend. Have a great day.